Welcome back. Amid COVID-19 outbreaks, three sports leagues are now postponing games, sending some key players to the bench. And we want to bring in Yahoo Finance's Josh Schafer to break it all down for us. And Josh, as I understand, the NBA is suspending games for the first time this season because of COVID-19 concerns.
Yeah, Jared, this is the first time the NBA has suspended games. The NHL has now have their third team that's going to be suspending games. And it feels almost a little bit like that 2020 feeling where the cases aren't too high right now. The cases are getting higher, but they're not nearly as high as they were back then, of course. But news just keeps trickling in and trickling in about different players having COVID-19 and different teams going into the protocol. Just this past hour, ESPN's Adam Schefter is reporting that the Rams are now in COVID-19 intensive protocol, meaning they're in virtually only meetings. And just yesterday, the NFL had its highest COVID-19 number ever reported to their COVID-19 list, which obviously started in 2020 when the NFL got into COVID protocol. They had 37 players yesterday put into that list, and it's higher than any number that they've had since 2020. So kind of a big marker to watch there. And potentially, I think there's about 25 more players that have been added to that list today, and it's still being counted. So that's going to impact games this weekend. No NFL games have been suspended or postponed, but it's going to impact who's playing. Maybe check your fantasy lineup if you're into that kind of thing and see who's playing and make sure you got the right people in there. But as far as the NHL and NBA goes, it is impacting games, and games have been postponed. So for the NBA, the Chicago Bulls have more than half of their total roster. There's 19 players in the roster. More than half of them are currently in COVID protocol. So that's going to mean the Bulls are postponed for at least two games. In the NHL, the Calgary Flames are postponed for at least three games. And the big thing to watch with the NHL right now is the Flames played the Bruins on Saturday. They've had a couple players enter COVID protocol kind of each day since. And now the Bruins have two players that won't play tonight. And that's always been the big thing to watch with these COVID outbreaks in sports is, are they transmitting during games? If they start transmitting during games, we can get closer to a league-wide shutdown, which we've seen before, or more postponed games. The other big thing here is kind of what's going to happen next, right? What are these leagues going to do? And the NFL has started to take that next step. The NBA and NHL haven't announced any booster protocol, but the NFL has announced that tier one and tier two members in the league now are required to get a vaccine booster in order to be considered vaccinated. And so what that means is by December 27th, members in the tier one and tier two, which is coaches, players, GMs, and execs, but the players actually will not have to do this because the NFLPA has not done this yet, has not agreed to it with the NFL, then it will not count. So the NFLPA needs to agree with this before the NFL requires boosters. But watch that December 27th deadline for vaccine boosters for most of the members of the coaches and the GMs.
Right. And real quick, Josh, what does this mean for the live events business and fans attending games?
Yeah, it really shouldn't impact anything yet. From what we've heard from multiple executives, and we've had them on our airwaves before, a lot of teams are sort of watching what local guidelines are. And as of now, local guidelines haven't really changed. So until local guidelines change, fans are still going to be going to games, and it should kind of stay normal for now.
And we thank you for that. Yahoo Finance's Josh Schafer.